Hello, Russ. How's it going tonight?
Good, Tia.
Yes.
Hi, Tia.
Yes. Hello. I have to forgive me my formality as tonight is a most auspicious traveling session to embark upon new enterprises of progression and advancement. Without further ado, I will put on the first honored speaker. Thank you.
Greetings, Russ. And how is it going?
Not bad, Omar. Yourself?
I must say, I do sound a little like a mole when I am being formal.
Oh.
Tanaka, please.
Tanaka. Greetings, Tanaka.
Greetings.
Yes, not many people call me Russ either.
No, true. But you are a kinsman.
And how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well.
Question.
Okay. Let me say, as a newly elected representative of Sirius, I'm honored to be here tonight as my first official duty. I would like to say thank you on behalf of all those who elected me. Now, down to business. What is occurring at this time is a situation of unprecedented possibilities in the consciousness of all humankind on your planet. It is an opportunity for communication between not only third dimensional humans, but all extraterrestrial life forms within the galactic sector that has interaction in one capacity or another with your planet. As a representative of Sirius, it is my duty and honor to fulfill an oath, be part of the oath keeping. Even though I have never been officially trained for this capacity, it is something that is being linked into me from my earliest years as a member of the Sirian Council. The duty that is necessary for me to fulfill this function is to offer the protection of Sirius for your planet to fulfill the oath in a non-intervention capacity, which has been drawn up by Ashtar and Samantha. This is to be able to facilitate a neutral discussion ground for the various races to create a harmony so that all the races that are involved, that is the human race, the Palladians, the Sirians, the Zeta Reticuli, the Reptiloids, and any other race that wishes to participate has a free and neutral area in which to discuss the possibilities of a harmonic peace process that will facilitate all races' evolution on a mutually beneficial course where neither parties or none of the parties involved will be harmed in any way by the other parties involved. However, to set up this, we need to first of all have a discussion on how the talks should proceed, what will be covered in the talks, what will not be covered in the talks, how the talks will be set up and in what ways that is mutually agreeable to all the races. So, in the meetings to decide how the discussions on creating this peaceable environment for all parties, it is necessary in the preliminaries to discuss key topics, and I will let those be addressed by those most suited to do so. But the function of the Syrian representatives are to ensure peace in the process, that no individuals will be interfered with, and nothing will change until the main body of the talks start. That is on a separate time schedule from the original concept. Do you have any questions, Russell?
Yes. With the all parties meeting, including ourselves as third dimensional beings, we're all meeting as equals.
Correct.
Okay. And so the basic format of the talks and how they'll take place is to establish that principle.
Correct. Okay. The actual talks themselves will start after the initial negotiations have taken place on the demands and compromises of each race. Until that point, there will be no interference in an extra capacity of protecting organizations. They will continue as if there is nothing going on. So, in essence, nothing changes.
So, our world is still being kept safe by those on the Hades base.
And others.
While those that participated in the talks will still be allowed, take the opportunity, if they so desire, to interfere on their own levels as they do now.
It is best to say proceed as they have. In the past.
Okay.
First of all, let me address the mode of speech which must be used in the discussion. That there is no abductions. That term must not be used. There is no prevention. No interference. Those terms cannot be used as they imply that one side is an aggressor and one side is a defender. It has to be worded very trickily. As a politician, it is necessary to word things very, very carefully. A wrong word can undo many, many years of hard work or slow down the process very carefully. An inflection, a comment, all of these things have to be weighed very carefully and accurately and precisely before they are put into vocalization or into a medium that is readable.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Just one. I assume then that your daughter will be working with me as far as the communication level to ensure this to happen.
Correct. In essence, you will be representing the Syrian side, as she is being appointed by the president of Sirius as the representative for communication from Sirius. In other words, she will be in constant contact with me. Whenever it is necessary, she will relay all information to me, and I will relay information to her that is relevant. Unfortunately, this does take her away from the primary function as a healer. She is an actual fact now representing Sirius on Hades base. She is, as you might say, ambassador Kara Tanaka. She is no longer medic or nurse Kara Tanaka. She is ambassador from Sirius to Hades base, Lady Kara Tanaka. It is an honor to both of you. Thank you.
Okay, Russ. We will
have a brief respite as you collect your thoughts as directed. Take a swig of tea. Gargle. Good. Good. Do you have any questions for me?
Mostly just how these talks fit into your scenarios.
They're not part of the scenarios. They are too long range. I don't know how long they are going to last, but if anything from your air history can give me a pointing, anywhere from 6 months to 10 years, just the preliminary negotiations.
What seems to me, though, is if the scenarios, though, might interfere or might be affected by, well, actually, the talks would be affected by the scenarios.
Yes, in essence, yes, they would be. But because they are so long range, it is hard for me to come up with concrete, conclusive information. The fact that the references I made anywhere from 6 months to 10 years are negotiations that have happened on your planet. One that springs to mind is the one in starting in 1952 to 1953 in a little village on the 38th parallel, which lasted, I believe, 18 months.
That's still going on.
Yes, in essence it is. That, yeah, 10 years, I don't know how long these negotiations will take.
Also, personnel and various other factors could change, but the talks themselves will continue.
Correct. In essence, they will continue. The host bodies will, the people that are being used to pass on the information may change, they may come and go, but in essence, things will continue. Another example of a long-range negotiation was the papal discussion, which I think lasted like 15 years on your planet. That was a long time ago, though. It was 14-something, I believe. Okay, you relax. Okay, let me put on the next honored guest speaker. And we will continue. Greetings and felicitations, Russ. And how are you functioning?
Quite well. Very relaxed.
Good, 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 good. Okay, let me get down to a business and say that I am honored to have my auntie appointed to this high esteemed post. And in the progression of unmasking, using my host body and my father's host body, yes, I am not as I appear as. And with Ashtar's permission, I have been able to unmask. As you are aware, I am inhabiting a six-dimensional body. And being an eight-dimensional being inhabiting this body, it is a learning process for me. Something that I'd forgotten that is necessary for me to understand and to facilitate my growth. And having an esteemed colleague been able to visit and discuss certain key important matters that need to be discussed, and the interaction within the planned stages of this upcoming most auspicious moment in your planet's history where the possibilities are infinite. No longer are they confined by roles necessarily acted out by actors upon your stage of existence, whether or not they are reptiloids, Pleiadians, Sirians, Zetans. It is necessary for all parties to come together in a discussion that is necessary for the growth, not only of your planet, but of all parties involved, the progression and changes that occur with the interactions of individuals ripple not only through a small sector of your space, but through a whole entire continuum. To understand the progression that is to occur and the play acting that has been happening are all intertwined in this existence. I have chosen to limit my involvement in the events to 1,000 of your years or thereabouts, so that I can be able to monitor, modulate, and understand, and be able to aid in the next important key events that will happen after my departure from a six-dimensional being. Speak. You have a question?
Semi-overawed. as you're being from the eighth dimension and having this rather small six-dimensional body, do you foresee already those actions that you will be taking, or is this on the cuff kind of?
No, they are planned. Everything that I have done has been planned to a point that will become self-evident in a little while. More I cannot say.
So, sticking your sister's feet to the ground?
That is learning a nature of sisters.
I am not.
As half-sisters. Half-sisters. But it is fulfilling a learning experience. It gives me the opportunity of relearning youthfulness, something that has been long forgotten in me.
Yes, humor, I believe, was evidenced by your dad and myself when we heard about this.
Yes, but it is necessary, and Ashtar will tell you, and so will Samantha, that sometimes we have to act these roles to remember, to refresh. And my esteemed colleague Amol is debating upon those lines with himself. It is a choice that we make willingly ourselves. Mm-hmm. It is no longer for the emotional gratification. It is something to refresh. Much as you will pick up a old paper-bound book and read something that you have not read in a while. It is a refreshing process. So for you to read one of your books is much like me living this role for 1,000 years.
So nothing will change as far as our perceptions toward you from this point, though.
No. Good. And I would do everything in utmost to maintain and relearn what I have forgotten. You see, when my esteemed colleague Samantha made the choice to become a third dimensional being, it was not only to pass on information and knowledge, much as I do now, but also to relearn and to enjoy the experiences of a third dimensional being, much as I choose the same as a sixth dimensional being. And in doing so, having full capabilities and being able to, in return for what I am doing, giving a family the ultimate gift, something that it has never been able to achieve, a return gift, something that is not only an honor-bound duty from me, an obligation that was made long ago to not only the Tanaka family, but the Tanuvial family. My twin son, who has the neurological problem of being a sub-superoperant, and all the unfortunate eventualities that go with that, it is my gift to fulfill an oath. So you could say that part of tonight's discussion and topics is on fulfilling oaths and to set up new oaths. My grandfather, Lord Tanaka, talked of fulfilling an oath of a six-dimensional sister world to your third dimension sister world. I fulfill an oath as a eighth dimensional being to a six dimensional and at the time when the Earth was made, to a third-dimensional families. Both the Tanaka family, who has never had a super operant, I give them the gift of my genes. To the Tanubial family, I also give them the gift of my genes. And in the offspring that will hopefully eventually be procreated through the planning, will give a link back to a third-dimensional, six-dimensional being. And I did know her well.
Mm.
Now, do you have a question?
Nothing I can formulate except for the fact that I'm honored to have you with us and sharing your knowledge with us to this point.
Hey, I'm just Leonides. Okay, buddy?
You got it, bud.
Okay. Now, on a serious note, I must depart and I must put on my mask again of the little learner, the thinker. So, Russ, without further ado, a fond farewell, and I have my mask back on.
Shall see you again.
Back you will. Be careful, I may glue your feet to the floor. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, it took Kara by a bit of a surprise.
I don't think it took Kiri by surprise at all.
And she wasn't sharing with her sister if it did.
Well, she didn't show any surprise. But I think a mother's instincts are much better than somebody else's instincts. I know more about my cubs than they think. And I do not say what I know.
Okay. Oh, it's honored.
Yes, I think we're all honored, apart from the duly designated representatives.
Yeah. Good mask.
Mm-hmm.
Had me fooled.
Had all of us fooled, except for, I think, his mother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mark going to hear about this one then before he gets back?
He's already heard. He is sick and patient.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
apart from me, he's picking up his chin off the floor.
I can imagine.
Now, I have been instructed to use humor and comics to liven the moment, as you are very, very tense.
Well, it's understandable.
Mm-hmm. And Leonides read you very well.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to get my shoes off. A little more relaxed. Oh, that's better. Okay.
Okay. I suppose I have to do the honors. How far of the tape have we used so far?
We're about halfway through the first side.
And we've only had two speakers. Actually, that's about right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am in shock as well. About the newly designated ambassador.
Yeah. I'm getting all kinds of emotions popping through right now.
Mm-hmm. I think she is in shock.
Yeah, that could be a good word for it. I'm not actually in the room, so I'm not in as much shock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As we've got the respiratory rate back under control, which was part of my job, and the heart rate is descending back to normal. Speaking rather fast, I think.
Me or him?
Mine and yours. You're up to take a deep breath.
Let me get my shields back into place. That'll help out a lot.
Yes, you did blow away through your shields, didn't it?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think just what he was saying, just once I lost all comprehension. Well, oh yeah, shields, right.
Does explain a lot about little Leonides. It's funny, he was sitting in Curie's flat because She sat down with him in his lap, and he's going like that when he's talking about his six-dimensional body.
Wow.
Okay. Greetings and felicitations. I am honored to be able to speak to you tonight as a representative of Ashtar Command. It is my function as a keeper to be able to relay information to you that is necessary as a light brother from a light sister, to understand the necessary harmony and love that we bring to you as a representative. The joy and the feeling of love for all things. To communicate with you as best that we may, as Lady Ashtar Athena, to be able to facilitate the growth and the harmony through love and understanding as a light system to all of your planet, that all of our love of both the Sisterhood of Light and the Brotherhood of Light to be able to help you with your growth and your development of light bodies to the higher consciousness that you are naturally progressing to facilitate the growth and understanding of all beings, not only of the human race, but all races involved in this opportunity for mutual understanding and development. The timescale that is to be involved is irrelevant to the primary goal and purpose of this development, and to be able to bring a harmony that has not been felt in eons, to understand the natures of each race and how the karmic behavior and interaction of all these races have played a long and progressive role from the very earliest existences of each races in their current physical forms, and the development in doing so, the spiritual understandings and spiritual growth for all the parties involved in these discussions on the development and evolution of consciousness of all minds, the necessary development of even the littlest, most vocalist of all the beings that are participating, their representatives, and the people that act and play through the harmony of the growth is a key to understanding all things that are necessary to develop. The wishings and wills of the mass and the majority is irrelevant to the overpowering growth that is the natural progression for understanding of the development. The opportunities to become light workers for all races, all beings on the objective goals that have been long laid out in the development to re-establish links from long ago to work together as a race of beings of many different cultures, many different ethnic backgrounds, many different physical appearances, from grey bodies to bodies with little beings with pointed ears and tails, to reptiloids and to pleiades, and to the humanoids that are involved, and the beings of light such as myself, to work together to achieve a common goal of raising not only one world's existence in vibrational frequencies, but all worlds' vibrational frequencies to a level of harmony and understanding that is necessary for fulfillment of all races and the goals that have long been laid out for the achievement of these races. As I stated, even the most vocal representatives and those of a small but vocal size, even they are participating as they sit and scratch at a portal and vocalize their wishes to be heard. But their wishes for those representatives of all races, whether they are vocal or not, is the same goal: to achieve understanding, whether it is through mediums of research and development. This is not beneficial for one race to another, but the understandings, the developments that grow. In these discussions, cryptic comments are something that are going to present a problem. But as a communications medium, misunderstandings will happen. So these discussions in their most earliest and preliminary of stages will take many, many months and years to progress to a fortuitous point where they will progress to serious talks on what is needed to be addressed. But the understandings that occur in the host bodies that are willingly participating to achieve a higher light frequency and vibrational frequency of many worlds is something that the individuals have not sought. Those that seek to be able to advance themselves on a physical third-dimensional level through gains that serve no purpose apart from themselves will also be looked at and addressed. Some of these individuals obviously need to understand that they need to exist and therefore need these fiscal incomes. But these discussions are not for fiscal gain or the advancement of individuals, but of races. Races have many different backgrounds, as I previously stated. As a light worker and having full access to my karmic Akashic records, I have seen many things in myself that I see in many of those people that are going to be present. Those third dimensional people that have willingly offered their services in a humanoid form will benefit the most if they remember to be pure of heart and to let those that wish to speak through them speak clearly, unfiltered, without intervention. If they let their own beings and feelings interfere within these discussions, it will not do harm, just slow down the process as replacement host beings that are willing will take their place. As was said by my previous two esteemed colleagues, that it is a duty that they have willingly participated in the past. And to fulfill this role, it is necessary for them to be able to do it without letting their beings interfere in the process and to let those that are representing the races that are present to do their duty to discuss what is necessary, to fulfill the oaths that they have also set long ago. Thank you very much for your time. I am not used to speaking to so small groups with vocal representatives of two different races.
Thank you very much.
Love and light to you. May your harmony and frequencies achieve their full potential. A blessing be upon you. That makes a change for me not to have to translate.
That was beautiful.
Very fluid and long there.
That was one of the best communications I've heard in a long time.
I mean to say that we... whereas we're almost over on the tape.
We can chat for a couple seconds.
Yes.
Oh, actually got a ways to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She spoke lots and it didn't take very much time. I wonder if it's going to be slowed down on your tape.
I don't know. No point in that. That was...
Wow. Yes, wow indeed.
Yeah, I can imagine speaking to one person would be a little unusual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think she's used to speaking to groups of 10 plus individuals.
Yeah, at least.
Mm-hmm. And in such a small area, she was able to talk more rapidly, is the impression that I got.
Right.
Okay.
What was our little one out there going, "That's wet out here, let me in."
Pretty much so.
Shall I let him in?
Yes.
All right. I'll let him in.
It is what the back end.
Hurry.
Oh, we're not only cold, but we're wet as well. Very wet. Is she the only one that was sent outside?
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to go out, correct?
Yeah.
I think she's just learned a very valuable lesson. Oh, something I noticed that the Maga did. He winked at you. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
So, question I've got is, who's going to represent the little pointy-eared vocal ones?
I don't know.
Sounds like you will.
Yes, as I am the linguistic expert with felines.
So that'll be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little surprised. I mean, what about, you know, other animal races on this planet? I suppose it won't be represented as much as just there in spirit.
There in spirit, but I believe that all views will be weighed. Linguistic experts and astral travelers will probably, the impression that I'm getting will go down and communicate with all sentient races on your planet.
Like the cetaceans and so on.
Correct. And report back to representatives. And then they will formulate answers for the overall race. For example, probably representatives on our base will astral travel down to your dolphin community and discuss with them. And then inform them of what's going on, relay the information, and then come back to Haley's base and relay the information to the relevant people up here.
We have Earth dolphins represented on our Hades base already.
Yes, but they don't represent all the adults. Much as this one doesn't represent all felines.
Right.
It only represents a small minority.
Well, it's one of the smarter felines I've seen in a while.
Mm-hmm. Being able to communicate with Lady Ashtar Athena. Okay. We'll put on the next speaker in a few
our
seconds.
Our little furry fellow there.
No, this speaker does not mind.
Oh.
Okay. I am honored and proud to put on the next guest speaker, Ambassador Tanaka. Hello.
Hello.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, my love, my newly appointed ambassador love.
Yes, I am. It is a big responsibility that I need to look into fully.
We're both going to be doing some studying here in the next time period.
Yes, I think we will be doing a lot of studying.
Okay, well, now that your duties have been reassigned.
Yes.
I assume then that you and I will be on a little bit more tighter communication, which should probably explain the bit of the link-up we were working on last night.
Correct. I was not aware last night, so this was a total shock to me.
I have a feeling, though, maybe intuitively you were...
I knew that there was a change coming in my life. I thought I might be becoming pregnant again.
Oh.
But it's not that same. The shock of the evening.
Leonidas.
Yes, it's my little nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears that mask very well.
Yes, definitely. It's a pleasure to meet him. I mean, in such a format, I wasn't expecting that quite much.
No, okay. As I must fulfill my first official duty as an ambassador. How do I do this? I am honored to be able to represent my race as an ambassador and representative to not only Hades' race, but to your planet. I will try to fulfill as best as I can my duties and obligations as an ambassador, to fulfill my function as an ambassador as best as I can. I think somebody else has been the puppet too. As an ambassador from Sirius for Hades Base, I am honored to be able to be here and present tonight and will try my hardest to fulfill my office. Okay, that's my first official duty.
Good job.
I hope so. I don't even have a smile of approval from my father.
Well, I will help you any way I certainly can.
Thank you. I will be a I will need your shoulder from time to time.
I will be there.
Yes, certainly. I will have to research my duties as an ambassador. I know there are many.
Well, much of your appointment no doubt has to do with our connection and the, you know, the ability to go through this and actually make this work.
Oh, yes. And there is much that we need to do.
How do we go address, you know, what we're going to be working on so far? Like, what's next?
Oh, Christ, you're asking some very hard questions that I don't have the answers for. things that... And this is totally new to me. It will have to grow into this duty. I do have a little bit of training as a politician, but not very much.
Well, if it helps at all, I'll always be my loving, sweet car.
Yes.
Madam Ambassador.
Thank you. Okay, as an ambassador, I have to relinquish certain duties, one being a medic, unfortunately, I have to relinquish that one. One that I happily relinquish is being in charge of a section of housing. That has always been a hard job to do, being responsible for so many units of habitation. Very hard making sure everything works, something that you do not see very often. However, I think the work that I am about to participate and proceed on is going to be much, much harder.
Oh, yeah. Much more rewarding as opposed to filling empty spaces.
Different. And rewarding in a different way. Hopefully it will be fulfilling as it is to be a healer.
Oh, yes.
And in a way, I am being a healer still.
That's true.
But on a much larger scale.
Good point. Think of that.
Okay, so the tape is about to end on this side.
We got a couple. One thing I did want to ask about was Ashtar Athena was discussing how this would not affect just our world itself, many other worlds being represented in the talks also.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that not only are we seeing the possibility of our transformation, let's say, but other transformations taking place with the understanding enlightenment coming through the just the communion, the harmony that'll be generated.
Yes. Yes. It is a development for all races, the opportunity to put away the negative pathways of all groups and to be able to advance onto the next evolutionary level.
Mm-hmm.
Something that would be fulfilling something from the past to the next step for the future. Putting away the hurts of all races to clear the floor for a new advancement immediately.
Now, she did mention one thing whereby the wishes, if I get this straight, of the masses would be overshadowed by the purpose of the talks, I think, or something like
correct.
That. So though, no, I assume that to mean that even though the majority of the population might not even know that there is such a thing as the talks progressing,
correct.
The changes will take place nonetheless.
Correct.
I see. So we cannot worry over much about the numbers of people who are following them
mm-hmm.
or participating or so on, but as so much with the understanding that is being accomplished through them.
Correct. I don't want to think so. Okay. I bid you a fond farewell tonight, and I will enjoy watching the movie as much as you do.
Thank you.
Let's hope it is as good as Sex Education.
We'll see.
Ambassador Kara Tanaka Hatfield out.
Farewell, man. Tape's not ready to kill.
Madam Ambassador.
She's going to wear that title very well, I feel.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing the mental images of the various formal functions she'll be asked to participate in.
Oh, yes, I think she'll be